From Spark and Anvil and Strategy Forge, this is Bide, in Chapter 1 of the Strategy Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bide stood at the edge of the pond so still that a dragonfly landed on his beak, and he let it. He was a small heron, warm gray and chunky, with a soft, chunky vest and a way of holding perfectly steady. His students had gathered to watch him fish, expecting a great lunge. Instead, he just waited. Minutes passed. A fish drifted near, saw nothing to fear from the statue heron, and drifted closer. Then, one clean, unhurried dip, and the fish was his. No splash, no scramble. The other fish never even scattered. A young otter named Dash, who had been fidgeting the whole time, threw up his paws. "You didn't do anything for 10 whole minutes!" "I was doing the hardest thing," Bide said, swallowing. "I was waiting on purpose." He set down his catch. "Slow is a move too, Dash. Sometimes the best move is to wait and let the other fellow move first." He nodded at the pond, calm again. The heron who lunges scares the fish. The heron who waits eats. Dash's tail twitched. He didn't understand yet, but he stopped fidgeting just for a moment and watched the still water.
Bide grew up beside that same big water, in a family of heron fishers famous throughout the village for standing still. The first morning his father took him fishing, little Bide's legs ached from holding position, and a fat, gleaming fish swam right past his feet. His whole body screamed, "Now, now, grab it!" And he lunged. Splash! The fish shot away, and so did every other fish in reach. He stood in the churned up water with an empty beak and a burning face. "Watch this," his father whispered, and settled into stillness beside him. A neighbor heron nearby lunged the way Bide had. Splash. Nothing. But Bide's father did not move. He waited while the water calmed, while the frightened fish forgot and returned, while one big one swam close and unworried. Only then, slow and smooth, did his father dip and rise with a fish. "See," his father said, "the lunge feels like doing something, but stillness is action. Waiting is a move. It makes the water calm and brings the fish to you." He tapped Bide's shaking leg with his own. The itch to move is not the same as a good move. Bide swallowed the lesson whole and carried it out of the water with him.
When Bide turned 12, he walked to Strategy Forge, where a badger named Gambit set out a chessboard. "Your move," Gambit said. Bide looked. There was no crashing attack here, no piece to grab. His old itch flickered. "Do something." But he breathed it down. He picked up his knight and quietly slid it to a better square, improving his position by an inch, forcing nothing. "That's a small move," Gambit said, testing. "Why not attack?" "Because no attack helps me yet," Bide said. "So I make my house a little stronger and let him commit first. Whoever has to move into trouble often loses." He paused, careful. "This is patient planning, not a gamble. I'm not betting on luck. I'm building until waiting itself becomes the strongest thing on the board." Gambit's eyes crinkled. "Come teach the restless ones," he said.
Now Dash the otter sat across the workshop board, tapping every part of himself that could tap. "I see it. Queen goes here. Huge attack." Dash reached for the piece. "That is a move," Bide said gently, catching his paw. "But look, it leaves your own king in the open. It feels strong because moving feels good. Watch a quiet one instead." He slid his knight to a better square. It attacked nothing. "Now he has to answer, and I've gotten a little stronger for free. That's a waiting move. It improves my house without forcing my hand." Dash slumped. "But I have to do something. It's my turn." "That jumpy feeling has a name, action bias,
the itch to move for the sake of moving. Bide set a small, smooth stone on the table between them, calm and heavy. Feel how the stone just sits? A patient position is like that. It gets stronger by waiting. He set up one more board. Look here. Every single move he can make will hurt him. I've boxed him in so gently that motion itself is a trap. That's what waiting can build. Dash's eyes went wide. So do I guess which bad move he'll pick, like a bet? No guessing, no bets, Bite said softly. I designed the box by being patient. His trouble is my planning, not my luck. He nudged the stone toward Dash. I wait. He must move. My patience did the work. Dash picked up the little stone and held it. For the first time all day, his paws went quiet.
Bide let the pond quiet fill the workshop, and Dash sat with the stone in his palm. That whole time you were fishing, Dash said slowly, I felt like I was going to burst. Right here, he pressed the stone to his chest, like an itch I couldn't scratch. I know that itch, Bide said. I lunged once and scared away every fish in the pond. He smiled. The itch fades if you let it. It's not asking you to move. It's just noise. Underneath it, there's a quiet you can stand on. Dash breathed out long and slow and felt the jumpy, hurry-up feeling in his chest loosen its grip, melting into something steady and unhurried, the calm of a heron who knows the fish will come.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bide. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.